From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. U.S. officials say they're looking into claims by the group Islamic State that American with the extremists in Assyria has been killed. Authorities say they were aware Douglas McCain of California was in Syria. Meanwhile, President Obama is considering expanding U.S. airstrikes against the terrorist group known as ISIS or the Islamic State. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Mr. Obama is vowing to do what's necessary to stop the militants.
In a speech before the American Legion, the president said routing out the barbaric terrorist group won't be easy or quick, but it will be done.
Our message to anyone who harms our people is simple. America does not forget. Our reach is long. We are patient. Justice will be done. We have proved time and time again we will do what's necessary to capture those who harm Americans.
The president has authorized surveillance flights over Syria to search for targets for possible airstrikes. In Iraq, U.S. airstrikes have helped the Kurds and Iraqis take back territory from ISIS, although the group remains a potent military threat. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
No sign of a quick end to the war in eastern Ukraine after the presidents of Russia and Ukraine met face-to-face for the first time since the crisis in eastern Ukraine erupted. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, they failed to reach a deal on a ceasefire.
Presidents Vladimir Putin and Petro Poroshenko agreed last night during talks in the Belarus capital of Minsk that ending the fighting in eastern Ukraine was in everyone's best interest. But Putin said any deal to do so is something Poroshenko has to work out with eastern Ukrainians because it, quote, isn't our business. He again dismissed Ukrainian claims that Russian forces are in any way involved, adding that 10 Russian soldiers the Ukrainians said they captured this week had lost their way. Poroshenko is pledging to come up with a roadmap to peace, but says a ceasefire will have to be adhered to by both sides. That has not happened during the previous two ceasefires, which the rebels refused to abide by. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Donetsk.
The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now reportedly killed more than half of the some 2,600 people believed to be infected with the disease. But the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says the numbers could be much higher.
We're tracking how the reporting is done. We're tracking how the laboratory testing is done. We're tracking how the health ministry is dealing with their data and realizing that the numbers are far larger than have been reported, not because they're trying to hide anything, but because they're really overwhelmed.
Meanwhile, Canada is evacuating a three-member mobile laboratory team from Sierra Leone after people in their hotel were diagnosed with Ebola, though they had no contact with the sick people. I'm Barbara Klein. This is NPR. Attorneys defending gay marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin faced some tough questions yesterday by a three-judge panel at a federal appellate court in Chicago. The bans were overturned in June, but as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, same-sex marriages in the two states are still on hold pending appeals.
Attorneys for Indiana and Wisconsin asked the appellate court to permanently restore the bans on gay marriage, which lower courts had ruled unconstitutional. Tradition, said Wisconsin, is key. But one judge, a Republican appointee, compared the bans to now defunct laws that once outlawed weddings between blacks and whites. Arguing on behalf of gay couples, attorney Camilla Taylor says the court also showed concern for the fate of children being reared by same-sex parents.
And how those children are harmed by being fenced out of all of the security, the protections, and the dignity that go along with having married parents.
In addition to the Indiana and Wisconsin cases, there are appellate court rulings pending in four other states with more hearings to come. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The National Hurricane Center says the eastern seaboard is likely going to miss the wrath of Hurricane Cristobal. Specialist John Cangelosi says Cristobal is likely to head between the East Coast and Bermuda.
Cristobal is a Category 1 hurricane. Maximum winds are near 80 miles an hour. And it's currently located about 400 miles to the west of Bermuda. And it's moving now again to the north at about 12 miles an hour.
Still, beaches from Florida up to North Carolina could see some of Cristobal's effects, especially some swells, and meteorologists are warning those in Bermuda to be on alert for heavy rain and life-threatening surf. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.